I'd actually intended to pop out and speak to Chris at Express Coffee, which, to be honest, I have done. Cue train going past. But while coming out, I just missed by a couple of minutes this really brand spanking, shiny new looking, I don't know, what would you call this vehicle?
It's a mobile catering system.
I mean, the crass amongst us might say burger van, but you do much more than that, don't you?
I do. Well, we're trying to do events. We have a bean to cup coffee machine, which is provided by Express Vending. But we don't just do burgers. We do ciabattas, we do baguettes, we do salads, we do sandwiches. If you want it, ask for it. We'll provide it.
So your name's Howard, and I can't get over how high-tech and nice it looks. And the quality, you know, having quality coffee is just a big pull as it is. And it says bean to cup on the outside. I'm now going to have to try and find out where you're going to be pitching if you're not going to be here. Second-breakfast.co.uk is your URL, and I imagine, will you have your pitch location going to that before you get a Twitter account?
Yes, I certainly will. Excellent. No problem at all.
Now, so I'm saying, how long have you been doing this? Because it's quite new. And you told me a few weeks, really.
Yes, I've only been in business for 4 weeks. I actually set up Second Breakfast in April. And the trailer itself, the mobile catering system, was ready after my design and work by Wilkinson Trailers about 4 weeks ago. And here we are in business. And we're currently based at Castlethorpe, where we're trialling to see if there's enough business. But we do have a site in Wellingborough, which is potentially already booked for us.
Excellent. So you will be in Wellingborough. Whereabouts?
In home base, I hope. Well, not actually in the store, but outside the store, actually, yes.
In the car park. Now, this is a business for you now, but you've actually retired from your normal work.
Yes, and my normal work, that's an interesting way of putting it, yes. I worked for the Foreign Office for 35 years, and I decided after 35 years that was enough. The Foreign Office were doing some retirement deals, so I took it. And my wife decided that I couldn't possibly stay at home, so I'd have to do something completely different. And here I am doing breakfasts and things like that, actually. So
you've taken the man buys shed and retires into shed completely mobile. Out there. You have a mobile shed where you can drink good coffee, you can eat fine foods and get to meet people as well.
Yeah, it's great fun, actually, yes. I'm looking forward to developing it, and we are really pursuing more things like events and village fetes and such like.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm looking forward to being able to sample your food in the future. I will be quicker on my toes next time. And also to having conversations when I do come and buy some food off you. Give me a couple of your job titles that you've had in the past.
My job title? Well, I was Deputy High Commissioner in Belize. I was First Secretary Commercial in Poland. And I was Second Secretary of Political and Defence in Malawi.
You must know a few languages and a few things.
I think I've forgotten most of the languages because they all got mixed up.
Are you going to be throwing any of your international cuisine into what you have in here, even if it is just a chili sauce from a part of the world?
I don't know. We could try some Egyptian falafel or something like that. How
nice.
About that?
Yes. That's quality. Quality. I had very good times in Egypt myself. Howard, thank you very much. If people Google... Well, just go to second-breakfast.co.uk. Is the website up yet?
It's going to be up by the end of this week, and this week being the 1st of June, actually, isn't it?
Yes, it is today.
So it should be up by the end of this week.
And we're sheltering inside as you're cleaning up, because it's raining outside, so it definitely must be June. Good luck with everything that you do.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.